No kidding. Why is it better in the East?
It's too involved to go into, for God's sake, old Luce said. They simply happen to regard sex as both a physical and a spiritual experience.
If you think I'm...
So do I. So do I regard it as a, what do you call it, a physical and spiritual experience and all. I really do. But it depends on who the hell I'm doing it with. If I'm doing it with somebody I don't even...
Not so loud, for God's sake, Caulfield. If you can't manage to keep your voice down, let's drop the whole...
All right, but listen, I said. I was getting excited, and I was talking a little too loud. Sometimes I talk a little loud when I get excited.
This is what I mean, though, I said. I know it's supposed to be physical and spiritual and artistic and all, but what I mean is, you can't do it with everybody, every girl you neck with and all, and make it come out that way. Can you?
Let's drop it, old Luce said. Do you mind?
All right, but listen, take you and this Chinese babe. What's so good about you two?
Drop it, I said. I was getting a little too personal, I realized that. But that was one of the annoying things about Luce. When we were at Wooten, he'd make you describe the most personal stuff that happened to you, but if you started asking him questions about himself, he got sore. These intellectual guys don't like to have an intellectual conversation with you unless they're running the whole thing. They always want you to shut up when they shut up, and go back to your room when they go back to their room. When I was at Wooten, old Luce used to hate it, you really could tell he did, when after he was finished giving this sex talk to a bunch of us in his room, we stuck around and chewed the fat by ourselves for a while. I mean, the other guys and myself, in somebody else's room. Old Luce hated that. He always wanted everybody to go back to their own room and shut up when he was finished being the big shot. The thing he was afraid somebody'd say something smarter than he had. He really amused me.
Maybe I'll go to China. My sex life is lousy, I said.
Naturally, your mind is immature.
It is. It really is. I know it, I said. You know what the trouble with me is? I can never get really sexy, I mean really sexy, with a girl I don't like a lot. I mean, I have to like her a lot. If I don't, I sort of lose my goddamn desire for her and all. Boy, it really screws up my sex life something awful. My sex life stinks.
Naturally it does, for God's sake. I told you the last time I saw you what you need.
You mean to go to a psychoanalyst and all? I said. That's what he told me I ought to do. His father was a psychoanalyst and all.
It's up to you, for God's sake. It's none of my goddamn business what you do with your life.
I didn't say anything for a while. I was thinking. Supposing I went to your father and had him psychoanalyze me and all, I said, what would he do to me? I mean, what would he do to me?
He wouldn't do a goddamn thing to you. He'd simply talk to you, and you'd talk to him, for God's sake. For one thing, he'd help you to recognize the patterns of your mind.
The what?
The patterns of your mind. Your mind runs in... Listen, I'm not giving an elementary course in psychoanalysis. If you're interested, call him up and make an appointment. If you're not, don't. I couldn't care less, frankly. I put my hand on his shoulder. Boy, he amused me.
You're a real friendly bastard, I told him. You know that?
He was looking at his wristwatch. I have to tear, he said, and stood up. Nice seeing you. He got the bartender and told him to bring him his check.
Hey, I said just before he beat it, did your father ever psychoanalyze you?
Me? Why do you ask?
No reason. Did he, though? Has he?
Not exactly. He's helped me to adjust myself to a certain extent, but an extensive analysis hasn't been necessary. Why do you ask?
No reason. I was just wondering.
Well, take it easy, he said. He was leaving his tip and all, and he was starting to go.
Have just one more drink, I told him. Please. I'm lonesome as hell. No kidding.
He said he couldn't do it, though. He said he was late now, and then he left. Old Luce. He was strictly a pain in the ass, but he certainly had a good vocabulary. He had the largest vocabulary of any boy at Wooten when I was there. They gave us a test.
20.
I kept sitting there getting drunk and waiting for old Tina and Janine to come out and do their stuff, but they weren't there. A flitty-looking guy with wavy hair came out and played the piano, and then this new babe, Valencia, came out and sang. She wasn't any good, but she was better than old Tina and Janine, and at least she sang good songs. The piano was right next to the bar where I was sitting and all, and old Valencia was standing practically right next to me. I sort of gave her the old eye, but she pretended she didn't even see me. I probably wouldn't have done it, but I was getting drunk as hell. When she was finished, she beat it out of the room so fast I didn't even get a chance to invite her to join me for a drink, so I called the head waiter over. I told him to ask old Valencia if she'd care to join me for a drink. He said he would, but he probably didn't even give her my message. People never give your message to anybody. Boy, I sat at that goddamn bar till around 1 o'clock or so, getting drunk as a bastard. I could hardly see straight. The one thing I did, though, I was careful as hell not to get boisterous or anything. I didn't want anybody to notice me or anything or ask how old I was. But, boy, I could hardly see straight. When I was really drunk, I started that stupid business with a bullet in my guts again. I was the only guy at the bar with a bullet in their guts. I kept putting my hand under my jacket, on my stomach and all, to keep the blood from dripping all over the place. I didn't want anybody to know I was even wounded. I was concealing the fact that I was a wounded son of a bitch. Finally, what I felt like giving old Jane a buzz and see if she was home yet. So I paid my check and all. Then I left the bar and went out where the telephones were. I kept keeping my hand under my jacket to keep the blood from dripping. Boy, was I drunk. But when I got inside the phone booth, I wasn't much in the mood anymore to give old Jane a buzz. I was too drunk, I guess. So what I did, I gave old Sally Hayes a buzz.